We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
The world-famous, award-winning, finally sponsored segment, I think. Hollywood's Headlines.
I don't know about any of that, but we'll jump right into it here. this is an interesting one here, guys. Tillman Fertitta, who is the owner of the Houston Rockets, came out and said that they will hang James Harden's jersey up there in the rafters next to Hakeem, Drexler, Yao Ming. Those are all up there. And James Harden's jersey will be one that will make it up there. That seems a little surprising with the way things ended for James in Houston.
A little surprising? I can't believe that was even a thought. They didn't win anything with him. It's not like they won a title and they're so excited or so upset to see him leave. I mean, the guy forced his way out and didn't want to play there anymore.
Yeah, and this is something I could see 5 years from now saying, but today?
Right. Right. He's playing in the Eastern Conference. Good God.
All right, I'm kind of sad Joe's in here for this one, but Johnny Manziel is looking at a career change here. I don't know if you guys saw this yesterday, but Johnny is now looking at golf as his next endeavor here. He announced that he's going to be pursuing a career as a professional golfer, and he will dedicate the next 12 years of his life to golf, he says, in hopes of eventually making a PGA Tour event.
I will toss this to our new golf expert on the show, Adam Beasley.
Yeah, come on. Do you know how hard it is? You need to be like a -2, -3 handicap to be able to compete at that level.
Well, Johnny is. He's close. He's 0 handicap.
Okay, you also need some self-discipline. Does he have that? hey, look, I would watch that event just because I watch high speed chases on television. You just don't know where it's going to end. But no, there's zero chance that guy has the temperament to have any kind of lasting power. I will say this without question, unless it's like a tour exemption, like a sponsor exemption, he will never appear in a PGA Tour event.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't see that either. But now here's the other thing. He's playing in the fan controlled football league. Beasley, I don't know how much time you've spent watching that, but
isn't that like 7-on-7?
They play it indoors, and the fans get to pick the plays. It's broadcast online, and Josh Gordon was supposed to join him. Now Johnny isn't returning back until the playoffs because he had emergency dental surgery of some kind, so he had to leave. He had to leave the fan control football league bubble.
What is the bubble, like a flop house? Like there's 25 dudes living a 5-bedroom house? Is that right? Is that the bubble?
Now they actually,
yeah, it's like the real world. It's the old real world on MTV. That's what it is. Yeah.
They took over a Holiday Inn somewhere.
Of course they did.
I don't know if you're kidding, but it's funnier that you said that.
No, they did. They took over a hotel. I don't know which one it was, but they did take over. So I actually, the league's actually pretty cool. Like if you watch it for a bit, Quentin Flowers, the former USF quarterback, is one of the players in the league as well, and Johnny Football. So it's actually kind of entertaining. I don't think that there's any extra football leagues that will ever survive. Like I don't think the XFL, Beasley, I don't know. We never asked you about this. But, like, the XFL is making its comeback. I personally don't think there's an appetite after the NFL season is over. I don't know how many people are sitting there like, man, I need more football, no matter if it's minor league or whatever it is. I just think when football's over, it's time to move to the next sports.
I mean, we're having a real-time case study in that. I mean, what, the FCS is playing right now, correct? I mean,
isn't there
football on right now, and we haven't said a single word? I don't think you guys – this is probably the first reference to the FCS this offseason, right? I mean, you guys haven't talked about – you've been breaking down what Deion's team's doing, right?
Hit the Deion thing once when he got his stuff stolen out of the locker room, except that someone had just moved it somewhere.
Right, but which is hilarious, by the way. But that isn't an FCS story. That's a Deion story.
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, there was an FCS story. I saw one of the coaches hit a player on the sideline. You see, like the guy was like coming out of bounds, and the coach the coach like dipped his shoulder and like just knocked the kid, so he got suspended for a game. I saw that story from the FCS.
Let me ask you guys this. Have you watched a single second of FCS football?
No.
No.
Okay. That's your answer. Of course not. People want to watch the SEC, the Big 12, occasionally the ACC, very rarely the Pac-12, and the NFL. That's what they want to watch.
All right, speaking of the NFL here, guys, this is a little bit of a sensitive subject here when it comes to players doing stuff in the offseason. Well, Alvin Kamara, the Saints' star running back, posted some videos on Instagram of him snowboarding. He's actually a pretty good snowboarder. Saw some of the videos there. He posted a video, of course, of him falling and said day two coming up tomorrow. Alvin at Sean White Kamara called himself.
Well, I'll say this. Like I threw the golf question at Adam before, I will throw the snowboarding question to Hollywood on this. I don't know anything about it. Is he good? Is it safe?
No,
and if you just gave him $50 million, would you want him doing that?
He was very good. It is not safe. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's like anything else.
I know.
It doesn't matter how good you are. It's just not. It's not safe, and it's not necessarily him. You know, you can get hit by someone else on the mountain. You can, you know, something in the snow, you could trip. I mean, anything could happen.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, listen, it's tough because, you know, you're paying these guys a lot of money to be healthy and be available. So I think it's a difficult subject, and we see a lot of guys do this. You know, guys will go skydiving or, you know, or whatever they do in the off season, and, you know, extreme sports, Beasley, I don't know. It's a little bit of a tough call.
My sister lives with her family in Oregon, and they have good skiing out there. And my nephew just cost himself a spot in the state skiing championships because he fell and it probably tore his ACL. So yeah, if that can happen to my nephew, who again, it was probably pretty, you know, traumatic for him, and I'm certainly sure he's upset that he's missing the state tournament. He ain't Alvin Kamara, okay? I mean, absolutely ludicrous that they're letting him anywhere near this.
Now,
yeah,
people
your nephew, right, yeah.
Correct.
Well, people that go snowboarding, they go skiing, they know that, like, there's definitely a risk of injury. I mean, especially when you snowboard, you have a, you know, piece of wood strapped onto your feet. You can't get it off you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're strapped into that thing. So if you start tumbling or, you know, the board goes one way, you go with it. So
yeah, my vote would be for not my $50 million running back to be
correct.
Doing that in the offseason. That'd be my vote. I mean, I'm just myself here, but yeah.
All right, guys, I know your kids are fans of this. Peppa Pig theme park will open up at Legoland in 2022. I have not been to Legoland yet, but I've heard good things.
I have not been to Legoland, but my wife saw that story, I think, 2 days ago when it like popped up, and legitimately I got excited for my son because he's addicted to it like it's a drug right now. He could be almost sleeping on the couch in his little pit area, in his chair, whatever it is. And if I put on Peppa Pig, it's like giving him a shot of adrenaline. So I can't wait because my kid really wouldn't notice if Mickey Mouse walked through my house or not right now. He just really wouldn't care. But if Peppa Pig walked through my house, I don't even know. It would be a party in this house right now.
Yeah,
so
yeah. They're
kind of excited for that, as stupid as that sounds.
That show and a select few others, I don't know if you're a Blippi family. I mean, my kid is a junkie for Blippi. He will watch that for 10, 15 hours straight. There's got to be something subliminal in those. Like, it's hypnosis. There's no way that could be entertaining for that period of time. In fact, when I went during the station break, I went and said hello to my family for the first time today. Peppa Pig was on television.
Yep, mine too, in the other room. I just walked out to go to the bathroom. What did I hear in the other room? I heard the Bing Bong Bing song or whatever that is that he's singing. Yep.
Yeah, you know that all too well.
Blippi kind of creeps me out, but you know, he's doing very well for himself. He's got like his own line at Target now.
Well, you know why he creeps you out? Because he's kind of a creepy guy.
Yeah, he's weird. He is weird. Yeah.
just I'm going to throw this out there. Google Blippi. That's Blippi and poop. And please don't do it at work.
Right.
But he used to be one of these gross out comics.
Right. Yeah, he was like a bizarre comedian.
Yeah. So and what's really disconcerting is my kid wears Blippi tighty whities. I mean, that's just.
Don't worry, so, Beasley. I have them too.
Yeah.
And not for his son. Right.
Same size.
Blippi and Ryan. Ryan is the other one. Do you guys deal with Ryan?
Ryan's
got his own aisle at Target
yeah.
now, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. Ryan's a kid that plays with toys on YouTube for like millions of dollars.
We really missed out, man. I mean, we missed our calling just to go and dress up like a clown and go on like swings, and somehow you can turn that into a multi-million dollar career.
All right, one more for you guys.
5 million hits
here
on YouTube, of course. Go ahead.
One more. We got spring break is, I guess, basically here. Miami Beach is trying to limit the madness here. They're going to keep the beach open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. No alcohol, coolers, tents, tables, inflatables, or loud music will be allowed. There's also a citywide curfew that will begin at midnight.
Yeah, probably wouldn't be spending my spring break in those rules.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, we're in a pandemic.
Well, Broward,
whatever,
I think, is going to be a little bit more of a free-for-all. They do not have a curfew. So.
Right.
But they're also saying no alcohol, tents, or canopies will be allowed on the beach.
I am stunned that DeSantis is standing for this. I mean, he is as open as possible, and certainly they're being responsible at Miami Beach because you don't want an outbreak, particularly this close to the end of the, to the finish line. But I'm pretty sure they didn't run this by the governor because he'd be like, hell no, open everything up.
Right.
I just hope this guy is coming back.
If I get corona, I get corona. At the end of the day, I'm not going to let it stop me from partying. You know, I've been waiting. We've been waiting for Miami spring break for a while. About 2 months we've had this trip planned. 2-3 months. So we're just not even having a good time. Whatever happens, happens.
He's the early face of the coronavirus.
Yeah, that guy. He screamed. You look up insufferable. It's his picture in the dictionary. I mean, that
guy was asking.
Felt bad for any people like that during the pandemic, but that guy might, like, I kind of felt bad for him because I don't think he realized what he was doing.
Well,
he was probably the next day on Good Morning America and like national television all over the place. Like, I don't think he realized what he was doing.
He was probably also popping like a .20 at that point too.
They put the camera in front of this kid. Like, I actually felt bad for him, and it was at the way beginning of the pandemic too.
But can you imagine? Like, I know the kind of debauchery that I got into during spring breaks when I was in college. The last thing I would want is somehow, some way, my face coming up on the national news, and my parents seeing that, you know, like with my nasty tan and like 16 White Claw cans, done behind me. That guy was just ridiculous. All right, anyway.
I mean, after we tore him to shreds, you know, the whole country, then the kid had to like apologize, and I mean, it was just kind of sad. But that's what we do. We tear people to shreds.
Right, that's our job here in the morning.
We do have to fill 4 hours, right?
Right, you got 4 hours. What do you expect's going to happen at that point? Speaking of 4 hours, two down, two to go. We got Brian Costello coming up here from New York in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll get to more of your text messages, more into the Dolphin stuff. Heat, ugly loss last night. Panthers in action as well. So we'll get into all that, and that's coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.